The first weeks of recreational cannabis sales in Illinois were rocky, to say the least. Eager customers swarmed dispensaries, causing long lines and headaches for surrounding businesses. The dispensaries struggled to keep products in stock, experiencing regular shortages. But those initial kinks have largely resolved, says Bethany Gomez, managing director at Brightfield Group, which tracks the cannabis industry nationally.
You know, there's still some challenges in place, but it's a generally functional market at this point with a pretty robust selection of products.
Gomez says it's impressive, considering Illinois opened its recreational cannabis market only 7 months after the state legalized sales. Illinois' move meant the state immediately saw significant new tax revenue. In 2020, dispensaries sold some $700 million worth of marijuana, and the state and municipalities collected more than $170 million in taxes from those purchases. Gomez says other states, especially ones east of the Mississippi, see Illinois as a potential model.
How quickly Illinois was able to open their doors, open up a recreational market, get taxation revenue in the door, that is a really compelling value proposition for those other states, particularly looking at New York.
But Illinois' young marijuana industry also faces criticism. Most of the organizations benefiting from the first year of legal sales are established cannabis companies with footprints in other states. And Illinois has yet to deliver on its pledge to diversify an industry that's overwhelmingly white and male, and rectify the damage from marijuana criminalization. Gomez says these commitments drew nationwide attention.
It is important for Illinois to make good on those promises because the social equity piece is one of the key differentiators.
The state intends to reach its goals in part by prioritizing applications for cannabis business licenses from people and communities that were harmed by the failed war on drugs. But many of these applicants, who are mostly from Black and brown communities, feel betrayed by state officials.
It was a bait and switch.
Dr. Lawrence Hatchett, who's Black, applied for 10 dispensary licenses with his group, Cannabliss. They didn't win any.
They were talking about investing back into neighborhoods that were greatly affected by war on drugs. They kept emphasizing equity and diversity.
The Marion urologist says the 21 initial finalists for the state's first round of dispensary licenses weren't diverse, and that some had opportunities to fix flaws in their applications. The state hasn't awarded any new dispensary licenses and is now allowing all applicants the chance to improve their submissions and be rescored. But Hatchett isn't optimistic.
Do I think this chance to correct your deficiencies is going to change anything? Absolutely not.
State officials say the delay will produce more minority owners. Outside consultants also took notice. Avis Bulbulian is the CEO of Siva Enterprises, a Los Angeles-based firm that's helped win cannabis licenses in other states with competitive merit-based programs.
You're always going to end up with groups that come up short. It's the nature of the process. Here, there's just a lot of questions that remain unanswered.
Bulbulian advised an Illinois group that wasn't among the initial finalists. He says the state made a mistake when it relied on veteran ownership to distinguish among the top-scoring dispensary applicants.
When you look at what the intent of the act was, it was to benefit groups that are disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs. With the veteran dynamic in this, they just don't qualify in that disenfranchised demographic profile.
Kareem Kenyatta co-founded the Majority Minority Group, which guided some non-white candidates through the application process. He says many minority applicants expected their backgrounds would mean more.
People were under the impression that, you know, if they had a genuine story about being a social equity applicant, they thought that was going to count for more.
Kenyatta says the state is quickly running out of time to make good on its promises to establish cannabis businesses owned by people of color.
If we don't get real social equity applicants that become owner operators, I do think there would be a lot of skepticism and a lot of faith in the program will be lost.
And not just locally. Kenyatta says states across the country are watching to see if Illinois increases minority ownership in 2021. I'm Eric Schmid.